Thank you. Secretary, please call the roll.
Onstead, Ackerman, Alquist, Ashburn, Batten, Calderon, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, DeChaney, Dutton, Flores, Harmon, Hinesworth, Kehoe, Kuehl, Lowenthal, Machado, Maldonado, Marguette, McClintock, Migdon, Negrete McLeod, Oropeza, Padilla, Parada, Ridley Thomas, Romero, Runner, Scott, Smidian, Steinberg, Torlakson, Vincent, Wiggins, Weiland, Yee.
Quorum is not present yet. Would the sergeants please remind everyone that this is St. Joseph's the Worker Feast Day? Somebody should be down here working. Well, thank you, St. Joseph. It worked. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail in the gallery please rise? We'll be led this morning in prayer by our chaplain, after which time please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Cogdill.
Let us pray. O God, as we look upon the goodness of your creation, create in us a renewed sense of the goodness in each of us. Touch our hearts with your Spirit, guide us to serve others, and give us the patience, courage, and wisdom we need for the tasks ahead. Amen.
Privileges of the floor. I would like to recognize up in the gallery today Ms. Rosales' fifth grade class from Westmore Oaks Elementary School in West Sacramento, and with the student body president, Antonio Villasenor. Welcome. And welcome to Antonio. Student body president. Any other privileges of the floor? Mr. Yee, Senator Yee, do you want to do your five? SJR 5.
Thank you very much.
Secretary, please read.
SJR 5 by Senator Yee, relative for benefits for Filipino Americans who fought in World War II.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. 200,000 Filipinos were drafted and fought alongside U.S. troops in World War II. But today, they are still not given the same benefits as all other American veterans. Senate Joint Resolution 5 urges that Congress pass the Filipino Equity Act, a federal legislation that would reinstate benefits stripped from Filipino World War II veterans 61 years ago by the 1946 Rescission Act. The benefits would include health care, disability, pensions, burial expenses. They are much needed for the many 24,000 surviving Filipino veterans and their families. Members, California has long advocated for the Filipino veterans through our own California Veterans Cash Benefit programs that we each year pass in the state budget. $226 per month benefit is a small token for our respect to their service. It's the federal government should be sharing that responsibility, working in conjunction with all of us to give veterans the due respect that they deserve. We're fortunate that when Filipino veterans came to our aid when we asked, SJR 5 will urge Congress and President to return the kindness and support by swiftly enacting the Filipino Veterans Equity Act, urge and I vote.
Thank you. Any discussion, Senator Torlakson?
I rise to support this. I'm glad that Senator Hughes brought this to our attention. We've passed these resolutions, though, periodically over the years, and it's really a shame that Congress hasn't acted and that our nation hasn't recognized everything that Senator Lee pointed out that the Filipino veterans did for our country and for freedom in the world. And it's really a travesty that as these men who fought in that war, who sacrificed, who had their lives changed and were separated from their family for years, as that has gone on, this generation is passing on. They're dying. There's fewer and fewer of these veterans to receive justice when it finally arrives. So I think we should redouble our efforts and support this resolution. And as our delegations go back to Congress, urge Congress once again to seriously consider this injustice and to right it while they have time, so that there are some of those veterans and their families who can have the honor of being recognized with the benefits they deserve.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Alquist.
Thank you. I rise in support of this resolution. I've carried legislation in the past to help the Filipino veterans. It is something we really need to work on, and certainly that Congress needs to work on, and I ask for your support.
Senator Cedillo.
I also rise. We made a promise and a commitment to these men. Thousands and thousands and thousands died to protect our democracy, to protect our way of life. We made a promise, and we have yet to fulfill that promise. California has been exemplary. We have provided some benefits for these men, but we need to do more, and our nation needs to do more to fulfill our promise and show our debt of gratitude.
Anything further? Senator Yee, you may close.
Mr. President, just at the request that all I votes be added as co-authors, and that those senators objecting, please see to the desk to remove them.
Is there anyone that would not like to be registered as a co-author on this resolution for the Filipino Americans? Please call the roll.
Onnisted.
Aye.
Aye. Ackerman.
Aye.
Alquist.
Aye.
Ashburn.
Aye.
Aye. Batten.
Aye.
Calderon. Cedillo.
Aye.
Cogdill.
Aye.
Corbett. Correa.
Aye.
Cox.
Aye.
Denham. Duchaney, Dutton,
aye,
Flores, Harmon,
aye,
Hollingsworth,
aye,
Kehoe,
aye,
Kuehl,
aye,
Lowenthal,
aye,
Machado,
aye,
Maldonado,
aye,
Marguette,
aye,
McClintock,
aye,
Migdon, Negrete McLeod,
aye.
Oropeza,
aye.
Padilla,
aye.
Parada,
aye.
Aye. Ridley Thomas,
aye.
Romero,
aye.
Runner,
good morning.
Aye. Scott,
aye.
Semidian, Steinberg,
aye.
Torlakson,
aye.
Vincent,
Wiggins,
aye.
Wyland,
aye. Yee. Yee, aye. Duchaney, aye. Migdon, aye.
Ayes 34, no 0. Measure is adopted. Senator Duchaney in the back of the chambers.
Thank you very much, Mr. President and members. I have the honor this morning and the privilege to introduce you to some friends who are visiting here from our neighboring country and major economic trading partner, Canada. We are flying the flag of Canada this morning in honor of these visitors. It is my privilege to introduce them. We have the Honorable Alain Dudoit, Consul General of Canada from Los Angeles. We have John Van Dongen, Minister of State for Intergovernmental Relations of our most neighboring province, British Columbia. They are visiting today, and we also have representatives on behalf of the state of Ontario, Chantal Ramsey, and from the Quebec government office in Los Angeles, Dennis Turcotte. All of them are here because today is Canada Day in our capital, and we celebrate the fact Canada is our number two trading partner. They are here, I know, in an ag conference this morning talking about biofuels. I know British Columbia is talking about some of the same global warming issues that we have, and all of those are part of it, and we want to recognize today the economic and cultural relationship between Canada and all of its individual provinces, British Columbia, Ontario, and Quebec in particular. Thank you very much. Welcome.
Thank you, and welcome to all. Senator Torlakson, the back of the chambers.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. Spring is just a couple of days away, March 21st, and we've got daylight savings time, more time in our day. What are we going to do with the time? This is a proclamation to recognize someone who fills his time with exercise and is an inspiration. So we're going to spring to action by recognizing Dean Karnassus, a Greek-American who has taken the marathon idea of the Greeks to new limits. He began by running 100 miles nonstop, and then running 200 miles nonstop, and then running 350 miles nonstop, night and day, for 3 days. He was the first man on Earth to ever run a marathon to the South Pole. He, besides running and triathloning, does mountain biking, surfing, snowboarding. But the thing that put him ahead of any athlete on this planet, he recently did 50 marathons in 50 days in 50 states. And I had the privilege of trying to keep up with him in San Francisco, but this is one inspirational person who's doing prolific fundraising to help youth groups deal with fitness. I've been to middle school, San Bernal Middle School nearby, where he truly inspires young people to get fit. They don't all have to run marathons or do crazy things like run to the South Pole, but they can take some good inspiration. And he's raising money for a lot of good causes, the Special Olympics, North Face helps sponsor a special foundation where he is working on getting the kids of this state and the nation fit. So without further ado, I'd like to present a proclamation from the State Senate to Dean Karnassus, the marathon man supreme. There we go. He's speechless and not out of breath, but speechless. So, he might even have one word if it's okay, Mr. President.
Governor Huckabee presented me with the Arkansas Traveler Award when I was running my marathon in Little Rock. This is more of an honor, so thank you.
Well, we won't let him know that.
San Francisco, you know.
Anything further to come before the House? Four and five. We have the consent calendar, items 4 and 5. Without objection, we'll take our unanimous roll call.
Adding Corbett, Smidian, and Calderon.
Adding the late arrivals. ayes 37, noes 0. The consent calendar is adopted. I would remind everyone that the assembly this week is shorthanded. A number of Republicans and Democrats are in D.C., and so if you get lonesome and you wander over there and you don't find anybody, that's where they are. I assure you they're not on the final 16. That's not where they went. Anything further? Seeing none, we will stand in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We will reconvene on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you all.